Congratulations. Your gift of a new day is here. Ready to live it big? You're listening to the Big Life Devotional Podcast. Now, here's Pamela to get you fired up for all God has available for you today.
Well, good morning, beautiful. Welcome to a brand new day of life. Happy Friday! If you're listening on schedule, today is in fact Friday. We have a weekend of life just ahead. Woohoo! You know, last night I was having a Zoom session with all the new members of Big Life Mentoring this month. And one of our new members, it was the sweetest thing. She was telling me, you know, Pamela, I started listening to this devotional because I was just needing a little bit of positive in my life and I was needing some Jesus. And then I decided I just couldn't handle how peppy you were in the morning. It was just more than I could handle. So she stopped listening and then she admitted that she missed me. So now she's listening again. She's not only listening to the devotional, but now she's a member of mentoring. She gets texts from me every day now. I love it. So maybe you're still trying to get used to my morning energy, and maybe you're like, you know, girl, I gotta have some coffee before you start talking to me. Either way, hey, thanks for inviting me into your life. Sometimes I try to calm it down, but it really just doesn't feel like me. So, you know, this is just the way God made me. He made me happy about life, and I'm excited to get to share it with you. The title of today's episode of the Big Life Devotional Podcast is On Its Way. On Its Way. There are seasons in our life where things seem to all go wrong, where our efforts seem to be in vain because our progress is so little, where nothing seems to be changing, a season where the days seem so long. Are you there? Is this your current season? There's an important word that I've used here. And it's a little word with potentially massive impact. And you likely missed this word as we do in life. We miss the little things which can make a big difference. The word is seems. Things seem to be going wrong. Your efforts seem to be in vain. Nothing seems to be changing. The days seem so long. It may seem a certain way, but it may not actually be this way. It may feel like it and it may look like it, but what if there's so much more going on in this season of your life that you cannot see? And what if it's all for a great purpose? A purpose that will make all of this totally worth it. 12 years ago, I journaled some questions that I had. I was questioning if my work was really worth it. I was questioning if I could really do all I was dreaming of doing, questioning if I was on the right path. And here's what I wrote 12 years ago. I wrote, "What if I'm already doing this thing right, but I'm not sure right now? What if the surprises along the way are really speeding things up, even though it feels like they're really slowing me down? What if all I want is barreling towards me, even though I can't see it right now? And what if, when it arrives, it will exceed my every expectation?" And now, with the gift of perspective and 12 more years of living under my belt, I look back and I say, yes. I couldn't have even imagined how all things were going to work out. I couldn't have imagined the process and the path, but God has been faithful on the journey to today. I couldn't see it, but it was there. Honey, you can't see it right now, but it's there. It may seem hopeless, but it's not hopeless. You may feel like you're being held up and delayed, but you may very well be on the fastest track to a beautiful future. It may not look like things are coming together for you, but it may very well be barreling right towards you and you just don't know it yet. And the dreams you have today may seem big, but maybe, just maybe, your great big God has even bigger plans. Don't be discouraged by what you see right now. Don't be overwhelmed by your feelings today. What it seems is only what you can see and imagine. But 1 Corinthians 2:9 reminds us that no eye has seen and no ear has heard and no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love him. You haven't seen it yet, but girl, it's coming. It's not what it seems. I wonder what 12 more years may look like, what growth you will have experienced, what breakthroughs you will have made, what level God will take you to. It's there. In fact, I bet it's barreling towards you right now. Yes, right now, when it seems like absolutely nothing is happening, right now, when it seems like your efforts are in vain, right now, when every step forward seems to turn into two steps back, right now, while you're totally unsure, something absolutely sure is coming. It's called your destiny. What is your destiny? Where is God taking you? Oh, it's going to be good because God promised it's going to blow your mind, but the process? Yeah, about that process. You've been warned that sometimes it would suck, right? You remember that? You know, sometimes this is going to suck. How many of us know that's the truth? I'm not so sure I'd be willing to go through the process of the past 12 years again. Those were some hard times. And my guess is the process of the next 12 years won't be a cakewalk either. But God has given us the key in moving forward and not being overwhelmed in our circumstances so we can reach our destiny. So here it is, the key to moving forward without being overwhelmed. Is that what you need? Here's your scripture, 2 Corinthians 4:18. So we don't look at the troubles we can see now. Rather, we fix our gaze on things that cannot be seen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. What's it mean? You've got trouble? All right. Stop staring at the trouble. For real. Stop staring at it. Stop talking about it. Stop posting about it. Stop. Do what you can do. Do it the best you can do. And girl, keep moving. There is so much more that you cannot see. There is more to this, and you can't even imagine how all of this is fitting together in your destiny. Your mind cannot fathom how this process is preparing you, how this fire is refining you, how this situation is strengthening you, but it is. What you're going through today is not what it seems. Don't become fixated on your circumstances. Your circumstances are temporary. God is using it all for something eternally good. Yes, the currently bad for the eternally good. So what I documented as my thoughts 12 years ago, I now see were absolutely accurate. I was doing it right, even though I wasn't sure. What felt like a pullback was actually propelling me forward. I couldn't see it then, but it was all there all the time, heading right towards me. And yes, in many ways, it has exceeded my expectations. But in the process, I couldn't see any of this. It just seemed to be unattainable and honestly not even worth it sometimes. My sister, if you're in that season of life, which I know so well, that season where things are just dang hard, that season of delay and defeat, that season of a little dream and a big disappointment, let me speak life into you today. What if you're already doing this thing right, but you're not sure right now? What if the surprises along the way are really speeding things up, even though it feels like they're slowing you down? What if all you want is barreling towards you, even though you can't see it right now? And what if when it arrives, it will exceed your every expectation? We serve a good God who loves us personally and individually. You can be assured He is in the middle of your circumstances. And while you may not see it right now, and it may seem all wrong, remember that's a huge word, seem, it may seem all wrong right now, He is working on something eternally good. So that's what you fix your eyes on. You count on that. You think about that. You depend on that. It may not be good right now, but girl, it's gonna be. Yes? All right, you wanna pray with me today? Let's do that. Hey God, good morning. God, we are so grateful that you have given us a new day of life. We receive it as the gift that it is. Thank you for the opportunity to live today. God, I thank you for what you're doing in our lives that we cannot see, we can't fathom it, we cannot imagine what you're doing. But I thank you that you are working anyway. And God, we choose to fix our eyes on what you are doing. We trust you. We trust your good plan for our lives. We're excited about it. We look forward to it. And Lord, just show us if we're focusing on the wrong thing, if we're focusing on all that seems to be wrong and all the delays and just all the frustrations, Lord, would you help us to shift our focus and help us to get this right today? You are so good, and we're so grateful for your love, and we're so grateful for all the good plans you have for us, the destiny that awaits us. And God, I thank you for the goodness that is barreling towards each one of us right now that we don't even see. Greatness that you have planned that we cannot even imagine right now. I thank you for it. Thank you for how you're working all things together for good, even what seems bad right now. Thank you. Lord, I am grateful for every soul you have brought to hear this today. And I pray that your spirit is just working to just take these words and divide them up in a million different ways to speak to each one of us so individually and personally. I pray, God, for your provision for each family represented here. Lord, you know what they need. There are some that need healing, some that need strength, some that literally need like physical provisions today. Would you just provide for these families, God, in supernatural ways? Blow their mind, God. Just show off for them. And Lord, I ask for your protection over our families. Thank you so much for today. It's in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, my friends, that is a wrap for today and a wrap for this week. All right, we're going to take the weekend off and I will meet you again on Monday morning. Hey, guess what? Like if you miss me on the weekends, there's over 850 episodes here. Go back. Catch one you missed. It's okay. I can be with you on Saturday and Sunday too. All right. But I'll be back live again on Monday. Have a fabulous weekend. Thanks for being here today. I love you wildly. Bye-bye.
You were created for a big life. We'll help you do it. Join us each weekday for a new Big Life devotional podcast. If you're ready to dive into the Big Life way of living, visit our website at biglifehq.com.